Overwhelm, first of all, for everyone, is just a feeling. Now, a lot of us, we have a lot of like angst and anxiety around just the term overwhelm. So I want you to think about all of your feelings. They're not to be judged. I want you guys to, like, one of the things that I try to teach you is how to, like, let's just identify feelings and let's not say these are good, these are bad, these are intolerable, these are too hard or anything like that. What we really want to do is we want to just like come to an initial agreement that feelings are just feelings and feelings are just vibrations that go through their body. So here's how a feeling starts. Like overwhelm. It starts with your habit brain usually kicks up a thought, and all feelings are preceded by thought. So sometimes like something, let's just say like, I show you guys the beautiful scenery. We all might be like, oh, that's so pretty. And then we all feel good. That's a conscious thought about that. And then that creates the feeling of like, you know, peace, or it creates the feeling of joy because you love looking at trees or whatever. Overwhelm very often is caused by an unconscious habitual thought. So your brain throws up chemicals when you have a feeling. All feelings get chemicals. It's dopamine, cortisol, adrenaline. There's like one that starts with an N. It's a long word. And anyway, so your brain throws up all these chemicals. And so what happens is chemicals go through the body. And as the chemicals are going through the body, you feel all kinds of different vibrations. You feel all kinds of different, like heart rates change, breathing changes, tingling in your arms, face gets flushed red. Depending on what the chemicals are in your makeup, you'll have different types of experiences with all feelings. So overwhelm's one of them. Overwhelm is general, like what I notice with overwhelm is a couple of things. Oh, my baby is texting me. He's awake. The baby tiger is awake. With overwhelm, it's usually like an unconscious feeling that comes up. So it starts with habitual thoughts of like, let's say you join PNP and you go to PNPtribe.com and you see like the menu and then you see all the videos and your brain wants to say, this is too much. I don't even know where to start. But the reason why it's doing all of that, it's not because there's too much, and it's not because you have a thought, you go to overwhelm. And I guarantee you, if you dig beneath the thought of it's too much, why is it too much? It's I don't think I can do this. That is why we will choose overwhelm rather than choosing scared, fear, and failure. So like one of the things I want you to understand is overwhelm is a signal that something just a little bit deeper is happening. Not like you need to dig until 1974 to figure out some emotional imprint that was happened when you were five. It just means like ask yourself the question, if you think something's too much or I don't know where to start, ask yourself, what am I making that mean about me? If I don't know where to start, it's like a lot of times it'll be like, I feel like I'm too stupid to do this. Or I feel like I'm never gonna be able to lose my weight. Like challenge yourself in that moment of overwhelm to just ask yourself, like, what's really all about? Now, if you don't wanna go that far and you're just like, here's Corinne, like, here's what I wanna do. I don't wanna figure that part out yet. I just wanna start with how do I get out of overwhelm? So let's do this. I'm gonna give you three steps. So now that you understand that overwhelm genuinely is, it's not because there's too much in your life. It's not because your to-do list is too long. The first step is always to do this, is to say to yourself, overwhelm is just a feeling because I'm thinking something. We have to take ownership first and foremost that all feelings will always be generated by something we are thinking. So if you see your to-do list and it has 1,010 things on it, the to-do list is not overwhelming. Your thought, I'll never get this done, is what's overwhelming. So step one always has to be you taking ownership that, oh, this feeling is self-generated. And this is why I want you guys to really understand this. When you really understand that feelings are self-generated, you don't need like all 1,010 things to be done before overwhelm goes away. You don't need all of that done in order to feel like you're confident. When you know that it's your brain doing the feelings job, it is so much easier to change your life when it's the world's fault, when it's what somebody said, like how much you have to do, how many hours in the day you have. When that's the problem, then guess what? Like, unless God shits us all an extra 2 hours a day, we're hosed. We're going to be overwhelmed all the time. So we really want to take, like, step one is like ownership. I want you to always say this: I'm feeling overwhelmed because of something I'm thinking. And allow yourself to just get out of the panic of overwhelm and just move to that stage first. Before you solve anything, just doing that for a lot of you, just acknowledging the reason why you feel that way is because it's just coming from a thought, will like lower the volume of how intense it feels. Now, as we've been learning through the Urge course, the 90-second countdown, it works for overwhelm just like it works for an urge. I'm just going to give you a big hint. The 90-second countdown also works for anger. Works for a lot of things. What it does is it's allowing your body enough time to let those chemicals run its course without you just reacting to them. It also allows your conscious brain to take over for a moment, count down, and then you get to decide what's next. So the first step is, repeat after me, when I feel overwhelmed, I am going to tell myself it's only because of something I think. Step two is going to be, let's do a 90-second countdown. And then step three, the best way to combat overwhelm is to decide to do one small thing. Because here's the thing, overwhelm will always end just like a food urge. And for a lot of you, the way that you get out of overwhelm is you don't decide actively what the next step is. You eat, you quit, you turn it off, you go to Facebook, you retreat to your room, you take a nap. Like, you do all kinds of things that have nothing to do. Like, if you're overwhelmed because you saw all the videos and you're just like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do with all this. This is going to be too much. If you are quitting because you're overwhelmed, that is like the worst medicine ever. It's like, you're not gonna get out of over, you're not, like, you'll solve overwhelm, but you won't solve the problem of figuring out what to do. You will not teach your brain how to be like, you know what? My biggest fear is I won't do it perfect. Like, I know the reason why I'm in overwhelm. I'm so afraid I'm gonna screw this up. I'm so afraid this is the, like, this is one more diet that I've chose. I'm so afraid that if I don't do these things perfectly, my boss is gonna not, you know, like, fire me, whatever it is. Understand, it's like, I'm afraid. And the way to solve that is to start doing one thing and to teach your brain how to be scared and do something anyway. How to, like, teach your brain how to pick something and figure out if that was the next best step or not. The only way to know if it's the next best step is to do it. If it wasn't that one, pick again. You start teaching your brain how to, like, experience overwhelm, how to experience fear, how to, all those natural things come up. And what I want you to do is to learn how to, like, work through it so that you get to the point to where it's not a big deal, rather than running from it and then being just like, psh, all I learn how to do is be a quitter on myself. I learn how to think that I can't handle my emotions. I learn how to eat through things. Like, we gotta quit teaching ourselves that part. So that's all you have to do. Now, it's easier said than done, of course. So I don't want you to think like, I heard all this, it's gonna be so simple. What I want you to anticipate is, this is great information, sounds real good right now. I need to actually write the steps down. I need to have it on a sticky note. I need to take that sticky note, and wherever I typically get overwhelmed, that note needs to be sitting right there. If it's on my to-do list, that's what, like, if I look at my to-do list, I get overwhelmed, that's where it should be. If I feel overwhelmed and I first come home in the afternoons with the kitchen and the dishes, there should be a sticky note somewhere. Like, it needs to be so that you can go through the steps, because I'm gonna tell you, in the moment that your feelings come up, you are not gonna remember the steps. It's gonna feel very confusing and hard and all these other things. That's normal too. That's why you need the cheat sheet. It's like when I first started playing poker, Chris laughs now because I'm such a good poker player now. But when we got married, he taught me how to play poker. And we had a home game. There was like 10 of us that used to play. And I swear to God, every single home game for about a year, I had a sheet that sat next to me. And it told me which hand beat what, because I didn't know. And I would always have to look at my sheet and look at my hand to figure out, do I have a good one or not? And after a while, I didn't need the sheet, and I got really good at poker. And it's like, that's what we have to do with our emotions. We need our cheat sheets for these things. So that when we're experiencing them, we're not having to rely on our conscious brain to figure out, like, what's all that shit Corinne told me? Because then it feels harder than it has to be. Because in that moment, guys, even with my steps, it's gonna feel uncomfortable. Everything I teach you is never to make things be like, oh, now I can just like wipe away overwhelm and never feel it again. No, I'm teaching it so that it'll be easier to go through it, but it will still be hard in that moment. Your brain will still resist it and still fight it, and all that shit's gonna come up. But the unnecessary suffering, the desire to quit, the confusion around all of it, that's what I'm taking out of the picture for you.